Hello everyone, this is the October issue of Emma's House Music, your monthly quick guide to the best in indie pop and related music. Today's show pays respect to the changing of the seasons when you might feel it's better to cuddle up on the sofa with a glass of whiskey rather than rushing about in the cold dark rain outside. We've got a selection of six rather easy, laid-back new tracks for you, with our usual older favorite right at the end of the show. So let's go. We haven't been down under for a while, so our opening track today comes from Melbourne. It's only been 3 months since Emma Rusek released her fifth album Winter Blues, and already there's a new one coming up. A record with the Ocean Party's Lachlan Denton, which is their third collaborative album since April 2018. A bit difficult to keep up with this kind of productivity, to be honest. The album's out this month, it's called Take the Reins, and here's a beautiful love song of it, Emma Rusek and Lachlan Denton with Catch. Either. Catch from Emma Rusek and Lachlan Denton's new album Take the Reins, which you can get now via the Spanish label Meritorio Records. A bit of trivia for the not quite so young among our listeners. When I first heard of Emma Rusek from Melbourne, the family name sort of rang a bell and some search engine power revealed that she is indeed the niece of Elena Rusek, who used to be in the early 90s jangle pop band The Hummingbirds, and you might want to dig out their album Love Buzz from your record collection and play it again, because it's really good. Moving on, our next track comes from Durham, UK musician Stephen Maughan. Stephen's got a more recent past in a band called Cosmonaut, but also a more distant past, as he was part of the wonderful Bulldozer Crash in the early 90s. A band that really ought to have been on Sarah, but at least graced this planet with a few amazing singles on Sunday Records. Stephen Maughan's current outfit are called The Memory Fades and have just released their second EP of this year. It's called Space Pilot, and there's a great track about listening to the Mary Chain on it, but we'll introduce you to an even better one called Runaway, which is nicely swaying back and forth between Pavement and the Weather Prophet's influences and getting everything right in all the right places. Here's The Memory Fades. Memory Fades with Runaway from their new EP, which is available from Stephen Morn himself via Bandcamp. Up next, there's something that was at some point bound to happen. After a total of 15 episodes and more than 100 songs by more than 100 different artists, we just can't hold back any longer and will play a song by a band that was featured on one of our earlier episodes. From East Hampton, Massachusetts, Jimmy Hewitt, aka Lost Film, has his third album ready to be released at the end of this month. It's called Zero Summer, and coming up we have the first Jangly as Hell single of it. This is Lost Film with Enough.
Thank you.
Enough There by Lost Film. The new album so far is planned as a digital-only release, available from the band's Bandcamp site. Our next song comes from the creative musical hotspot that is Austin, Texas. The Deer, that is with a double E incidentally, are an indie folk band who have been going since 2013 and are about to release their fourth album, Do No Harm, next month on a label called Keel Scales, that is also from Austin and is in fact being run by two musicians from the impressively rich Austin pop scene. The Deer's first single from the album is imaginatively called Confetti to the Hurricane. And here it is. This is The Deer. To the Hurricane from the album Do No Harm, out November the 1st on Keeled Scales. What comes up next might be argued not to sound decisively indie. It's just a splendid pop song is all, the kind of which you discover on Spotify. I must admit that I've only very recently dipped a hesitant toe into Spotify curated playlists, and so far I'm somewhat underwhelmed. It seems you have to wait through hours and hours of meaningless music that is tagged indie for whatever reason, but in fact most of it sounds like Jamiroquai on tranquilizers, which is probably what people at Spotify imagine to be the least annoying kind of thing to listen to for hours on end. Be that as it may, every once in a while there is a song that rises from the gutter, as it were, and the track coming up was such a one for me. It comes from LA-based songwriter Caroline Smith, who uses the moniker Your Smith for her music outfit. Her second EP, entitled Wild Wild Woman, came out in September, and this is a song called In Between Plans of it. Here's Your Smith. Smith, with In Between Plans from her Wild Wild Woman EP, which is out now and can be found on all your familiar digital music platforms. Our last new track for today's episode also comes from the US. We've got a New York post-punk band called Bodega closing the new song section for you. Bodega appeared on the scene last year, and after a first album, they're releasing their new EP, well, today actually. This is the 11th of October. It's called Shiny New Model, and you're going to hear the title track from it. This is Bodega, with a hat tip to Twitter user Mr. Random, who alerted us to the song as part of the Indie Over 40 monthly New Song Expo. Shiny New Model.
You will be replaced by a shiny new model.
Bodega from the EP of the same title that is now available through What's Your Rupture Records. Right, so after a bit of a measured collection of new songs welcoming the autumnal season, let's have something upbeat for finishing this episode of Emma's House Music. Our track from way back, Today, was released 30 years ago in 1989, and it comes from one of the coolest London bands from the late 80s, early 90s. They had the songs, they had the looks, they were amazing performers, and most importantly, they had the best band t-shirts. Why they never went massive remains a mystery to me. Today one would probably say that you just cannot Google a band name like Bob. But back then, Google was still a thing beyond our wildest imagination. Anyway, the band got back together again in 2015 for a few shows, releasing some reissues, and right now, they are about to embark on what they claim will be their last ever tour at the end of November. Bob's tour will stop at 5 places in the UK and will come to an end in Germany, at Hamburg's Astra Stube on November the 29th. Coming to the end of our show today, we'll play Bob's finest, Convenience, one of the best singles of the 80s, full stop. Convenience is being reissued next month on 7-inch by the wonderful Optic Nerve Records label, And if you didn't get it the first time it came out, don't sleep on it now. I suspect they will sell out pretty soon. So, bowing out with Bob for today, a sincere thank you for tuning in. We're looking forward to welcoming you as a listener on our next episode. Until then, be safe. Go see a gig by a band you like and buy some of their merchandise while you're at it. And above all, don't forget to be nice.
Girl with the unbelievable smile.